Here's the thing. Bats aren't actually blind, he says casually while stretching his wrists, and I wonder about the way his own eyes remain unfocused on his own calisthenics as we sit supposedly eating. There will have been several meals like this where we pontificate over shrimp and squid ink pasta or some other food and wine approved dish. I have been inspired to bust the table, and he comes to his elbows against the dark wood, lost in my movements, the straight way. The plate swiftly disappears from underneath his forearms, and a small platter of fruit takes its place. We continue our conversation as though nothing has happened, and I think nothing ever will if we keep going like this, but I am sure I understand what he is saying about bats and the impossibility of really making that metaphor stick after all. What does it mean if we really mean as blind as one can see, especially since bats don't just see, but they echolocate, a perception of depth and space that might actually be superior to rods and cones. Since his vitreous humor has had floaters for a while now, I wonder what he thinks about the unfailing investment in sight as insight. And I ask him so, and he doesn't respond, and he blinks hard as if to tell me my question is stupid, but refuse to see what might be flesh and bone. I linger in the thought that my question might actually be too profound for immediate answer, and I am asking him to think, really think, about bats. And somehow the silence turns to superheroes, and I feel the keen loss of space when I arch my brow.